Saints of God, we do welcome each and every one of you here this morning to Logos Fellowship Church, of course, where the Word of God is not only proclaimed, but it is also explained. As you know, we are a teaching ministry, and we always pray that you would never leave here the same, but that you would always leave here with a greater understanding of God's Word and exactly how you can apply it to your lives. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Saints of God, we're going to jump right on into the Word this morning. I promise I won't keep you all too long, as I know folk want to go and catch the rest of that snow we got out there, you know. And throw a few snowballs. But this morning we want to jump into the Word of God, and we want to deal with the subject and topic: have you stretched lately? Have you stretched lately? This morning we're going to come from a very familiar passage of Scripture. We're going to be in the book of Philippians, chapter number 3. And we want to deal with verses 1 all the way down to verses number 14 as we look at have you stretched lately? Yeah, I can't get like that, but anyway. So follow along as we read aloud this morning, and God's Word reads, "Further, my brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord. It is no trouble for me to write the same things to you again, and it is a safeguard for you. Watch out for those dogs, those evildoers, those mutilators of the flesh, for it is we who are the circumcision, we who serve God by His Spirit, who boast in Christ Jesus, and who put no confidence in the flesh. Though I myself have reason for such confidence, if someone else thinks they have reason to put confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the 8th day, of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, in regards to the law, a Pharisee, as for zeal, persecuting the church, as for righteousness based on the law, faultless. But whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ." The text goes on and says in verse 8, "What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage, that I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of His resurrection and participation in His suffering, because like Him in His death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained all this, or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Saints of God, this morning as we look at have you stretched lately, we must understand that as it relates to stretching, there are two types of stretching. There, let me submit to you that there is a natural stretching. You can stretch naturally, you know, and if you are an athlete, it's almost imperative that you stretch in the natural. Why? Because as you stretch, it helps you with what? Flexibility. It helps you. It lessens the chance of injury. Come on now. On the screen, we have an Olympic runner, and he's being checked out by a medic. And if you look at his hands is on his head because he's in pain. Apparently, he did not stretch properly before he started running. So he ran into an issue. He started out running. He was running good. He was at the front of the pack. But all of a sudden, my leg been cramped up. Come on now. If y'all don't stretch in the natural, sometimes you can get a cramp. Come on now. Anyone ever been there? Come on now.
Yes.
I was just walking the other day and I felt it. Let me stop. Anyway, we got to stretch sometime. Come on now. So we can have flexibility so that we don't injure ourselves. Secondly, we not only is there natural stretching, but we got to understand that there is also spiritual stretching. Spiritual stretching is important because it increases our faith and it lessens our chance of not enduring until the end. I don't know about you, but I want to endure until the end. So every now and then, I got to make sure that I'm stretching spiritually. How do I stretch spiritually? Come on, by standing my word, by studying, by making sure that my relationship with Christ is tight. Come on now, what do I mean? We got to make sure that we have a relationship that we talk to him on a daily basis. Come on now. We need a relationship like Christ that we had when we tried to get that first girlfriend. We call in every day. Come on now. How you doing? All right. What you doing? Nuh-uh. Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. Y'all know how it is. What you doing? Nuh-uh. Nuh-uh. Come on now. Nuh-uh. You know. We on the phone, you know. Late at night, you know, talking, falling asleep. You still there? I'm still there. You still there? Yeah, I'm still there. I'ma hang up. You hang up first. Come on now. Y'all know how we used to do it. All right, y'all don't know nothing about that. Anyway. I'll give my testimony anyway. How many of us have ever heard the expression, you know what, this is really stretching me. Come on, and I've said it a few times. What do folk mean by this is really stretching me? You know, this job is really stretching me. Come on, then. Lord, this class is really stretching me. You know, this project, this problem is really what? Stretching me. What do it mean? It means that basically it is taking me out of my comfort zone. It is causing me to what? To grow and to be mature in areas that I might not have grown or matured before. Come on now. Have you ever started a new job before? And you know, all right, they taught you and like, I don't know if I can do this thing. Okay, what am I supposed to do? But what? After a while, you what? You learn what you're supposed to do and it comes natural. Come on now. It's no longer a struggle. Why? Because we're outside of our comfort zone and we know what's going on now. Saints of God, we must understand that in this walk, if we're saved, that we must be individuals who stretch spiritually in our walk with Christ Jesus. We got to ask ourselves, you know what, on a daily basis, am I stretching and am I growing? Am I drawing closer to Christ? Am I being that one that is locked in my comfort zone, or have I stepped out of my comfort zone and stretched? Because I guarantee you that if you have not stepped out of your comfort zone, you have not been stretched. The text, we find in the text that the Apostle Paul, he was on a mission. The Apostle Paul was on a mission and he was very focused on Christ Jesus. And he was focused on reaching folk with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Why? Because that was his assignment. And he accomplished so much for Christ while he was here on the earth. But we got to understand that he faced some trials. He faced some setbacks. He faced some folk coming up against him for the sake of the gospel. We find in the text in verse number 13, the latter part, it gives us some insight into how he was able to keep on pressing. How he was able to keep on being stretched despite what came up against him in the natural. The latter part of 13 tells us, but one thing I do, forgetting what is what? Behind and straining or pressing towards what is what? In front of me, ahead of us. Come on now. All right. Basically, when one translation says reaching forth, I love this because it says straining forward, you know, or pressing forward. It speaks of, and it lets you know, literally, it means stretching oneself forward. That's all it's talking about. Stretching oneself forward. He had to strain forward. Why does it say strain? Because what? There were some things that came up against him that, you know what? He might not have accomplished if he did not strain and press his way. Let me submit to you that the world all around us is pressing towards us and is trying to influence us for themselves. But that is why we must strain and press forward towards the goal. That is why we must strain and press our way forward, understanding that, you know what? There's greater in store for me. There's better beyond the pain I've endured. God has great things despite the past. Amen. And that's why we gotta move forward and look ahead of what is to come. according to God's word, we need to be individuals who are reaching forth and stretching forth spiritually in our walk, spiritually as a church. Saints of God, I don't know about you, but I don't want to be in the same spiritual state in which I am this year, next year. Come on now. We must be individuals that desire to grow and to mature in this Christian walk. Each and every day in which we live, we must understand that my goal, my ultimate goal, is to become more what? Christ-like. Come on now. I want to change my attitude. I want to change some of my actions. I want to be the individual that's pressing forward and not going back. How many of us would be honest and say that there were times in our life that we what? We did not stretch. Why did we not stretch? Because we wanted to be comfortable. And we understand that if I'm stretched, come on now, that is an uncomfortable situation. I wish I had a rubber band. Imagine having a rubber band and extending that rubber band. That rubber band is what? It's stretched. And if you stretch it too much, what's going to happen? It's going to break on you. But we thank God that God made us not like that rubber band, but He made us to last. So that even when situations come up against us, when we're stretched, when we're pulled to the max, it seems like He gives us the strength to bounce on back. Amen. Saints, I want you to know that God has given you the strength to bounce on back. It does not matter what comes up against you. It does not matter what you have endured in this world. God has given you the strength to bounce on back. But will we trust His strength? Will we lean on Him or will we depend on our own strength? When we depend on our own strength, I have found out in my own life that that's when it seems like I break. That's when I break and I want to throw in the towel. When I'm leaning on my own strength. That's when I wanted to give up, when I'm discouraged, when I'm leaning in my own strength. But when I trust God and allow Him to move and be with me in His strength, be led by His Spirit, that's when I understand and I trust His word that lets me know that what? I can do all things through what? Christ that gives me strength. Saints of God, this morning I want to deal with very briefly and I want to answer the question, what must we do to stretch ourselves spiritually? What must we do to stretch ourselves spiritually? Number one, we must refuse to trust in our fleshly power. We get in trouble so many times when we are dependent on our fleshly power, saints. The text says, in verse number 3 of the text, it says, "For it is we who are the circumcision, we who serve God by His Spirit, who what? Who boast in Christ Jesus, and who put no confidence in what? In the flesh." My goodness. Saints of God, it is very critical and vital that we understand this this principle. That we understand that fleshly power and fleshly wisdom cannot bring spiritual growth in our lives. Fleshly power and fleshly wisdom will never bring spiritual growth in none of our lives. When the Bible talks about the flesh, it is speaking of people basically doing things independently of God in their own strength. And we see it, you know, all throughout Scripture from the beginning in Genesis. We think that what? We can do things what? Independently of God. Not obey His what? His instructions that He's given us and still be all right. But we understand that every time we do things independently of God, what? There are always consequences. Come on now. Oh, Lord, help us. If we as a people, if we collectively as a church, as the body of Christ, desire to grow and to stretch ourselves spiritually, we got to understand that it will never happen when we try to do things in our own strength, in our own ability, by adding new programs, by doing this, that, or another. But we got to understand that, you know what, if we are to grow, if we are to stretch ourselves spiritually, then it will only happen as we trust God, as we depend on His Spirit, as we are led by His Spirit. If we're saved here today, we understand that what? We have the Holy Spirit indwelt on the inside of us. And every single day we have a choice in which we can make. We can either be led according to our flesh or led according to what? His Spirit. I don't know about you, but as I'm led by His Spirit, I'm never led astray. But every now and then, when I'm led by my flesh, I'm led astray. Come on now. We got to understand that everything that look good ain't good for us. Come on now. Anyone testify to that? Come on now. Everything that look good ain't good for us. All right, let me get that off the screen. There we go. All right. We find that the Apostle Paul in the text, the Apostle Paul, he was stretching forth or he was reaching forth. But we must understand that fleshly power, we said, and what? Fleshly wisdom, fleshly preaching, anything done in the flesh and of the flesh is absolutely useless. The Apostle Paul tells us over in 1 Corinthians 2, 4 through 5, it says, "And my speech and my preaching were not with what? Persuasive words of human wisdom, but in what? But in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power. That your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the what? The power of God." Saints of God, we got to make sure that, you know what? Our faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but it should be in the power of God. We got to make sure that we are individuals that refuse to rest in our fleshly power. Secondly, how do we stretch ourselves spiritually? By possessing a greater passion for Christ. How many of us would be honest and say, you know what? I wish I had a greater passion for Christ. You know what? It seems like I go through life and I have a good passion, and then all of a sudden life knocks the wind out of me and my passion ain't as big, as high as it used to be. I've been there before. Saints, sometime we got to understand that, you know what? We got to press our way. We got to understand that, you know what? Life is not always going to smell like roses. Everything ain't always going to go well. But you know what? If God be for us, who can be against us? We got to understand that, you know what? We can do all things. The text tells us in verse number 10, it says, "I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his what? In his sufferings, becoming like him in his what? In his death." I love this verse. He starts out and says, he wants to know who?
Christ.
He wanted to know Christ. I want to know him, basically. I want to know Christ. Paul wasn't satisfied with basically simply having met Christ as the Lord and Savior on his road to Damascus. He longed to know Christ and longed to have a more intimate personal relationship with him. How many of y'all know that there's a difference between knowing of someone and knowing someone? Come on now. There's a lot of folk that know of Christ, but they don't know him. Come on now. We got to make sure that we ain't a part of that group that know of him, but that we know him. That our relationship is strengthened on a daily basis. That we possess a greater passion for Christ Jesus. We cannot be satisfied with just a surface relationship. Come on now. We ain't satisfied with a surface relationship in the natural. Come on now. Think about it. Come on now. All right. What? We get to know somebody. Come on now. Before we marry them, I would hope. We get to what? We get to know them. You know, what you like. What you like to eat. You know, come on now. What do you enjoy doing? What are your hobbies? Come on, we get to what? Really know them. I ain't never seen nobody get married just, "Oh, okay, how you doing? We just met. You want to get married? Sure." And you don't know nothing about them. "Yeah, I've heard of you. Yeah, I heard you. You look good. You were fine. Come on." That was the truth. They said you were like a Coke bottle. Come on now. Ain't nobody just getting married just on what they've heard, but they get to know someone intimately. We should be individuals that desire to have a closer walk with Christ. If we want to stretch, I believe that God will stretch us. He will give us a greater passion as we seek Him. Think about it. Have we truly sought Him? We seek everything else. God wants us to seek Him. But not just seek Him, but also make sure we seek Him first. Keep Him first in our lives. Here at Logos, we must be individuals that have a passion. A passion not just to come to church and get some good word, but have a passion that after we get that word, we go out and spread the word and touch others' lives with the word and connect to other people. When was the last time you connected with someone else? You gave them living water based on God's word. After we connect people to Christ, we got to make sure that not only do they possess a relationship of knowing Him, but that they have an intimate relationship, that they desire to grow deeper. But it's impossible for us to connect people and try to cause them to grow deeper if we have not grown deeper. We can't take folk where we have not been. That's why it's important that we first, what? Grow deeper. Have a greater passion. And seek our Heavenly Father like never before. Saints, I was up this morning, I was just reflecting. I said, Lord, this year has gone by so quick. I was thinking, I'm like, my goodness, 21 more days will be what? We'll be in January, a whole new year, 2018. And I was thinking, I'm praying, Lord, draw me closer to You. In 2018, as we shift into a new year, I don't want to be the same. But I want to grow. I want to mature. I want to have a relationship that's deeper. How many of you desire a deeper relationship? That should be our goal. What must we do to stretch ourselves spiritually? Told you I won't be long. First, we got to make sure that we refuse to trust in our fleshly power. Secondly, we got to make sure that we possess a greater passion for Christ. Third and finally, we must make sure that we learn from the past, but not live in the past. We got to learn from the past, but not live in the past. The text tells us in verse 13, brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining, pressing towards what is ahead. How many of us have ever been up, had to do some cleaning, had to get the leaves off the roof, had to do all kinds of stuff, and we had someone down below keeping guard, only for that person down below, don't look back, don't look down, you all right, keep on going, we need them leaves off that roof. Come on now, if the person looked back or looked down, was a little shaky, if the person at the bottom didn't hold that ladder correctly, what could happen? You could fall off of that thing. Come on now. And I'm going to tell you, if you fall, you're going to get hurt. In the same way, we will never know Christ in a greater way if we are not stretched spiritually. But we have to decide to leave some things behind. We must decide that we won't look back or look down. Why? Because sometimes when we look back and we look down, not only do we fall, but it causes our growth to be stunted. It causes us not to move forward, but we look back and we what? We regress instead of progress. Think about it. We cannot know someone basically in the present if our heart is dwelling on the past. How in the world have we, how many of us have ever been married before? On the screen, we got a couple. They on in the bed and he like, babe. She like, I ain't for it. I remember what you did. Back in 1960. Oh, wow. I was just thinking about that thing. Dwelling on the past. Saints, many of married couples have gotten divorced Why? Because one or the other have failed to what? Move forward in the relationship. Amen. I want you to know, if you're married here today, marriage is work. Would anyone concur with me?
Yes.
Come on now. Marriage is, all right, she concurred. All right, don't say it too loud. But what? Marriage is work. It ain't always going to be easy. Come on now. But we got to work at it. Come on. There's going to be some times that, you know, he going to make you mad. She going to make you madder. Come on. But you got to move on. It is in the same way with our relationship with Christ. We cannot allow our past sins. We can't allow our past failures, our past mistakes to continually haunt us. We cannot allow our past to try to sneak up and take away what God has in store for us in the now. The Apostle Paul, he had a lot of regrets from the past. The text told us in verses 4 through 6, basically, if anyone could boast, he could boast. He was a Hebrew of the Hebrews. Come on now. The text lets us know about some things. But the moment in which he met Christ, everything changed. He said, forgetting the things that are behind, I stretch, I reach, I what? I press forward. Now, we got to understand that when we know Christ, knowing Christ and having a relationship with him does not change our past, but it changes the meaning of our past. I'll say it again. Knowing Christ, having a relationship with him, does not change our past, but it changes the meaning of our past. Why? Because the Apostle Paul had a lot of baggage of his past, in his past. We're told over in 1 Timothy 1:12 through 17, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength, that he considered me trustworthy, appointing me to his service, even though I was once, there it is, even though I was once a what? A blasphemer and a persecutor and a what? And a violent man. But I was shown what? He was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and what? Unbelief. The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Here's a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save who? Save folk? Folk that know him already? Come on, no. He came to save sinners.
Yes.
Of whom I am the what?
Worst.
I'm the worst, he says. But for that very reason, I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his immense patience as an example for those who would believe in him and receive what? Eternal life. Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, to be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. We find that all this stuff, being a blasphemer, being a persecutor, being a violent man, it could have weighed on his heart. Come on now. It could have weighed that he had killed all these Christians on his heart. But you know what? He pressed forward. Understanding that, you know what, it served now as a motivator for him to become a catalyst for change, a catalyst to reach folk with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Allow your past experience to cause you to be a catalyst for change, to reach others' lives, to impact others' lives, so that they would know that, you know what, I went through it, but God brought me out. I've gone through it, I endured it, but he gave me the strength. And you can have the strength too, to get out of that thing. We find that the events of the Apostle Paul's life did not change. But the Apostle Paul understood that, you know what? God saved me. God gave me mercy. He gave me grace. And you know what? He allowed me to grow spiritually, to understand that, you know what? Even though my past does not change, my future is ahead of me. And it is based on what choices I make, how I will grow, how I will mature, and how I will use the experience in which I have been through for the glory of God. He says, forgetting those things which are behind. Now, we got to understand that forgetting does not mean that, you know what, it is wiped out of our memory. I want y'all to know that. That ain't what he's talking about. All right, so when he's saying forgetting those things that are behind, he's not saying that it's totally wiped out of our memory. Why? Because we're human beings. It's impossible, come on now, to wipe things up out of our memory unless the Lord himself does it. But basically, it means that we are no longer influenced or affected by those things in a negative way. When I forget those things that are behind, when I no longer think on my past, you know what? It no longer affects me the way it used to affect me. It used to affect me and used to make me angry. It used to make me mad. But you know what? Now they don't make me mad. Now they don't make me angry. Why? Because I understand I have a greater destiny. And what I went through, what I endured is not who I am. Too many of us have lived in bondage to the past. The enemy causes things to creep back in our mind. Think about how we were mistreated, what was done to us, what wasn't, what we had and what we did not have. We must make sure that we are individuals that make up in our mind that we will no longer live in the regrets of the past. We will no longer live in the guilt of the past. I'm not going to live in the bitterness of the past. I shall not live in the events that are behind me that, you know what, I'm going to stretch forward. I'm going to trust that God has greater in store for me beyond what is behind me. Saints of God, we got to make sure that we understand it's okay to learn from the past, but we cannot live in the past. Because when we live in the past, that stunts our growth. We got to understand that each of us has a BC before Christ. Each of us have a past, and sometimes that past is dealt with pain. Sometimes that past is dealt with heartache. Sometimes that past is dealt with things that, you know what, we would not imagine. But you know what? God brought us through it, and now it is behind us. We got to be those individuals that make a choice that, you know what, I'm going to learn from my past, but I'm not going to stay in my past. Two things we must understand as it relates to our past is this. First, we can do nothing to change our past. That's the first truth we got to understand. Ain't nothing we can do to change our past. Now, y'all show me somebody that got a time machine, I'll be the first one in line. But ain't nobody got no time machine to go back and change our past. So, if we cannot change our past, we got to understand it is what it is. How many times we said that? It is what it is. I can't do nothing now. Hopefully, we learn from our experiences. And it changes us. And it changes the meaning of the events in which we went through in our past. Some of the painful experiences in our lives have served to accomplish great things in our lives. Think about it. They said that you would never be nothing, but what? Now you've accomplished great things. They said that you wouldn't do this and another, but now you have raised up. It has caused you to press your way to prove them wrong. First, we got to understand that nothing can change our past, saints. Secondly, we got to understand that our past will hinder us knowing Christ in the present and from growing spiritually if we allow it. Your past can hinder you if you stay stuck on it. It can hinder your spiritual growth. But the past through Christ Jesus is what we make of it. There have been painful things in our lives. I'm sure there have been times of setbacks, times of disappointments. I'm sure that there were times we had to endure some things like a good soldier. But you know what? It was be worth it in the end. God has great things in store for each and every one of us. And you know what? We cannot sit down and just start crying about our past. Why? Because if we stayed crying about our past, we would never move forward. But we got to trust God to what? Give us the strength to move forward, to keep on pressing, to keep on reaching, to keep on straining. Why? Because we understand there's greater in store for us. Saints of God, I said earlier, there's only what? Like 21 days left in this year. I want to encourage us all, to stretch. Have you stretched lately? Are we those individuals that, you know what? We said, I'm no longer going to depend on my flesh and my fleshly power, but I'm going to trust God all the way. Have we stretched lately? Are we those individuals that say, you know what? No matter what, I understand that He has greater in store for me beyond what I endured. And you know what? I'm not going to continue looking backwards. Why? Because when I keep on looking back, it moves me backward, but I'm going to move forward. Why? Because if I keep on moving forward, I'm not going backwards. I'm making progress. My final thoughts and I'm done. Anyone get anything today?
Yes.
Final thoughts is this. We stretch ourselves spiritually when we refuse to trust in our fleshly power. As we possess a greater passion for Christ, and as we learn from the past, but not live in the past. Just like the Apostle Paul, we too must keep growing spiritually, so that when we are ushered into the very presence of Christ, it will just be the next natural step in our growing relationship with Christ. What do I mean? We should have such a close, passionate relationship with Jesus Christ that, you know what? Even when He comes back, we understand, you know what? Hey, this is the next step in my growth process, to be with Him forever. Stand to your feet. Saints, I ask the question again, have you stretched lately? God desires for each and every one of us not to necessarily be in our comfort zones, but He desires for each and every one of us to step out, to reach, to understand that, you know what, in our own strength and power, we're going to fail. But in His strength, the power of His Spirit, we can accomplish anything. Amen. Saints, now is the time that we make the decision that, you know what, I'm going to strengthen and tighten my relationship with Christ. I'm going to make sure that, you know what, I'm not going to be in the same state when I step into a new year, but I'm going to have on a continually daily basis a more intimate relationship with Christ. I'm going to seek Him more. I'm going to study His word more. Come on now. Only we can make that choice. And thirdly, we got to be individuals that say, you know what? No longer shall I allow my past to dictate my future. But I'm allow my past to stay in the past. I'm going to forget those things that are behind me. And I'm going to move forward. Why? Because I understand God has greater in store for me. Saints of God, today I want to pray that God would help us to endure the stretch. I want to pray that He would help us to endure the stretch. And with His help, we understand that we can endure anything that comes our way. Secondly, I want to pray that He would allow us to not throw in the towel during those times of stretching, and that we would keep our focus on Him always. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank You, dear Lord, for Your word today. Lord, I pray right now that You would allow us, dear Lord, to be those that trust and lean on Your strength and in Your power. Lord, I pray right now that You would give us endurance to last and to race until the end. Lord, give us the endurance, dear Lord, to continue. Lord, I pray right now that during times of stretching in our lives, in the natural as well as spiritual, dear God, that we would trust and lean on Your strength. Lord, I pray right now that You would forgive us, dear God, for each and every time we led upon our fleshly power and strength to accomplish things in this world. Lord, I pray right now that You would allow us, dear Lord, to be those, dear Lord, that have a greater passion, dear Lord, and wisdom as relates to You and Your Spirit. Lord, I ask right now that You would help us, dear Lord, to be just like the Apostle Paul. Then we could say that we are forgetting the things that are behind us and we're pressing forward. We're stretching forward. Lord, help us, dear God, to press our way, dear God, during the areas of pain, during the heartache and sorrow. Help us, dear God, to press our way, dear God, beyond, dear Lord, what we have endured.
Lord, we thank you, dear God, that you have greatness already on the inside of us. Help us, dear God, to keep our eyes stayed on you. Lord, shift our focus in this life. Allow us, dear Lord, to understand, dear Lord, that you're stretching us for a reason. And allow us, dear Lord, to learn from our past, but never be stuck in our past. Lord, we thank you, dear God. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.